Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Connie Johnson. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Zerniel chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Murray fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Murray. Fox scores. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Clark moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik juggles the ball. That's an error on Krusnik. Robinson scores. Clark moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Zerniel scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to home to get Michaels. Murray moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to third. Kellner moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray scores. Kellner scores. Joost moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Joost scores. Philly moves to third. Babe moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson is walked intentionally. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krisnick moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox is hit by the pitch. Krisnick moves to third. Dorisch moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krisnick scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Dorisch moves to third. Fox moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Murray strikes out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krisnick strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Philly steals second. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Babe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorish covering, for the out. Babe moves to second. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to second to double up Babe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh bunts towards third. Babe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox is hit by the pitch. Marsh moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Fox moves to third. It's 8-4, Athletics. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krisnick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krisnick takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy moves to third. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Krusnik hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mealy scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Athletics. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson pinch hits for Mike Fortnelis. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Babe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Philly moves to third. Babe moves to second. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Babe scores. It's 10-6, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.